From Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, comes the Living Truth radio program. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien. It's a great privilege for us to bring you this program, an outreach of the Way of Truth Ministries. Today, Pastor Gary Dull, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, will be delivering a practical message from the Word of God, which I believe will be of great value to you in your walk with the Lord. At the end of the program, I'll return with our contact information. But right now, let's turn the microphone over to Pastor Gary Dull for his message from God's Word, the Bible.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with this Thursday edition of the Living Truth radio program, where we are continuing our study on the value of the Christian home. And our key passage of Scripture is found in Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. In fact, this is a great passage of Scripture for Christian homes and families and moms and dads and grandmoms and grandpops and children to memorize, where it says, as Joshua is giving his final word and testimony to the children of Israel, he says, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I trust, Mom and Dad, Grandmom and Grandpa, that you can say today that as for you and your house, you will serve the Lord. And by the way, when you look at that verse of Scripture, that last part of verse 15 of Joshua 24, we see that the Christian home serving the Lord starts with the individual. Do you see that? Starts with the father. As a matter of fact, for there we see that Joshua says, as for me, the man, the father, the husband, the leader of the home, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Something to think about. Well, we have defined, or I should say described, a Christian home, and I've indicated to you both yesterday and on Tuesday that the Christian home is one where God's Word is central, where biblical principles are applied consistently, where family members know the Lord, where the local church is a priority, and where a testimony for Jesus Christ is evident. And then yesterday, I began to share with you the value of the Christian home. And I mentioned that the first value of the Christian home is that it is used to bring children to Jesus Christ. And it really is. I fully believe that one of the reasons why God gives us children and grandchildren is to lead them to Christ and encourage them to serve Christ. And I ended the program yesterday by saying that I have a personal testimony to share along that line, and it is this. The day that I was born, which was August 22nd, 1952, now you can do the math and figure out how old I am, the day that I was born, my grandfather and my great-grandmother, his mother-in-law, prayed that I would get saved and go into full-time vocational ministry. The very day I was born, my granddad and my great-grandmother, his mother-in-law, prayed that I would get saved and go into ministry. Now, I never knew that until I took my first church. And after I preached my first sermon in my first church, my parents relayed that to me as a testimony. And it's because of that that I've shared with you the last 3 days now that any time I know that there's someone in my church who is pregnant, I will pray, even before that child is born, I will pray that that child will trust Christ as Savior and then serve the Lord, and then when that child is born, I'll pray the same thing. You see, the fact of the matter is, the value of the Christian home is that it is used to bring children to Christ. Another value of the Christian home is that it is used to, it is used of God, to strengthen God's other institutions. It is used of God to strengthen God's other institutions. You know, when you study the Bible, you will see that God has given us three institutions. The first is the home and the family, outlined back there in Genesis 1 and 2. The second institution is that of civil government, that is outlined in Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. And then the third institution of God is the church. And the church was born in, as it's recorded, in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47 on the day of Pentecost. Now, why does God give us these institutions? Well, he has given us these institutions so that there might always be a remnant on earth to glorify him and to uphold his principles. And it's done in the home and family, it's done in civil government, and it's done in the church. Well, the family, in all reality, is a basic foundational principle to civil government and to the local church. In other words, it is out of the Christian home and family that we can see people getting involved with government from the biblical perspective. Are you following what I'm saying? It is out of the Christian home and family that we are able to see young people come to Christ and grow in Christ and become involved in the ministry of the local church. And so the family is used by God to strengthen the other various institutions, that being the government and the church. And so it's very practical, and I think it's very reasonable, and I think it's very responsible for those of us who have children to do what we can to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, to teach them the truths of God's word, so that as they grow, they will get involved with government, they will get involved with the church, and bring the biblical worldview into play in those institutions. I think it's sad when you hear people say, I'm not going to get involved with government. Well, listen, government is one of God's institutions, and as Christians, we should be involved with it. We should bring biblical principles to bear on the matters of government. And the same thing with the church. We should lead our families to be involved in the local church and to bring biblical truth and support biblical truth that is emphasized there in the local church. But it starts with the home and the family. And so, number one, the home and the family is used of God to bring children to Christ. Number two, it is used of God to strengthen God's other institutions, being the government and the church. Number three, the value of the Christian home is that it is used of God to impact society for Christ. Think about that. The home and the family is used of God. The Christian home and the family is used of God to impact society for Jesus Christ. Beloved, think of this, that Christian homes, by their very nature, lay the foundation for morality in the culture. Have you ever thought about that? I want you to think about it. That the Christian homes, by their very nature, lay the foundation for morality in the culture. You know, we are living in a time when there is a real problem with morality. Would you agree? There's a lot of immorality that's growing today. And you know something, beloved? I think that one of the reasons why we have a moral problem in the world today is because our families have not been brought up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord to be the moral compass that God would have it to be. That's right, moral compass. The home and the family, the Christian home and the family, should be the moral compass to guide society in the way that God would have it to go. You say, Pastor Gary, how would the Christian home do that? Well, number one, by promoting biblical truth. You know, in John chapter 17 and verse 17, Jesus tells us that God's word is truth. And so when the word of God is taught in the home and the family, and that lays the foundation for those children to grow under the teaching of the word of God, to live out the principles of God's truth in the world around them. But not only does the Christian home provide a moral compass by promoting biblical truth, but also by upholding God's standards as summarized in the Ten Commandments. Think about that. You see, the Ten Commandments really lay the foundation for God's standard in society. Now, you know, we don't have time to teach all of the Ten Commandments today. But the fact of the matter is, the Christian home and family, because of the fact that it teaches the Word of God, will uphold God's standards as summarized in the Ten Commandments and then pass that on to the rest of society. Think of these. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Can you imagine how the family could be the moral compass of society if moms and dads and grandmoms and granddads taught those principles to their children, and then those children would go out and serve the Lord? I'll tell you, the Christian family is valuable to society as long as we are living according to biblical truth. Well, there are some more elements of the value of the Christian home and family that I want to share with you. The Lord willing, I'll do that tomorrow. So join me then on the Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Gary, for that tremendous study from the pages of Scripture today. Friends, if you desire the notes or even a CD of today's program, both are available simply for the asking. In order to help with the cost of shipping and handling, a suggested donation for the notes is $5 and $10 for the CD. If our program has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us at wot@wotbm.org. Visit our website, won't you? That's at www.wotbm.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to being with you again on our next Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.